March 22nd, the Daily Stoic. What is it then to be properly educated? It is learning to apply our natural preconceptions to the right things according to nature, and beyond that, to separate the things that lie within our power for those that don't. Epictetus Discourses 1.22.9-10a. A degree on a wall means you're educated as much as shoes on your feet mean that you're walking. It's a start, but hardly sufficient. Otherwise, how could so many educated people make unreasonable decisions or miss so many obvious things? Partly, it's because they forget that they ought to focus only on that which lies within their power to control. A surviving fragment from the philosopher Heraclitus expresses that reality. Many who have learned from Hesiod the countless names of gods and monsters never understand that night and day are one. Just as you can walk plenty well without shoes, you don't need to step into a classroom to understand the basic fundamental reality of nature and our proper role in it. Begin with awareness and reflection. Not just once, but every single second of every single day. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Too proud to know God. The Christians are right. It is pride which has been the chief cause of misery in every nation and every family since the world began. Other vices may sometimes bring people together. You can find good fellowship and jokes and friendliness among drunken people or unchaste people, but pride always means enmity. It is enmity, and not only enmity between man and man, but enmity to God. In God, you come up against something which is in every respect immeasurably superior to yourself. Unless you know God as that, and therefore know yourself as nothing in comparison, you do not know God at all. As soon as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you. From Mere Christianity. In 1921, William T. Kirkpatrick, Lewis's beloved tutor, dies at age 71. Jesus Calling. Rejoice and be thankful. As you walk with him through this day, practice trusting and thanking him all along the way. Trust in the channel through which his peace flows into you. Thankfulness lifts you up above your circumstances. He does his greatest work through people with grateful, trusting hearts. Rather than planning and evaluating, practice trusting and thanking him continually. This is a paradigm shift that will revolutionize your life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Psalm 95:1-2. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9:10.